But first, we got to talk about what's going on in Bitcoin, in prices, in news flow, because we are seeing that decline in Bitcoin prices and really in crypto prices more broadly this week. And, you know, this is not, first of all, we should say, and this is something we were talking about at our morning meeting, this is not unusual, right, for Bitcoin to have these types of moves. And people who have been involved in the cryptocurrency markets, either really in the short term or in the longer term, know that. I looked at a chart this morning, charting some, and this is not advanced charting by any means. This is not Jared Blickery level charting. We'll hear from him in a moment. But just looked at the chart from some of the highs to lows this year. These are just some of the moves. Those are just the down moves. That's not even the up moves, which are of equal or more magnitude. Just some of the highs to lows that we have seen this year. So, like, this thing bounces around a lot. And if some of the people this year popped in thinking they were going to, you know, get just the upside, it's tough to do. It's tough to time this stuff out, Brian Sozzi.
Yeah, and Julia, really, it's across the crypto space. It's not just relegated to Bitcoin right now. Seeing Dogecoin having a horrible week, Shiba Inu a horrible week here. Volumes are starting to weaken up a little bit here. And let's keep in mind, this comes against the backdrop of higher inflationary readings. Inflation readings that are surprising to the upside. Julia, it was just about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, they were talking about crypto again as an inflation hedge, ultimately replacing the likes of gold. But that trade is not holding up right now. You're seeing Bitcoin, I saw it touch around 56,800 overnight, has come back just a little bit here. But still, I mean, this is just a real knock in that thesis that crypto is the next ultimate inflation hedge and you should completely dump and exit gold.
Well, and it gives credence more to the thesis that Bitcoin is not correlated, whether inversely or positively, with anything, right? That Bitcoin just kind of trades by its own rules. There are a couple of maybe more minor stories that we want to mention on the news flow front. One of them is some commentary from Hillary Clinton that you pointed out that she gave at a conference where she talked about the ability for cryptocurrencies to potentially destabilize nations. I don't know that that would have affected the trading at all. And then we got the news this morning that PayPal was expanding users' abilities to pay and also to buy and sell cryptocurrencies on its platform, Brian.
Yeah, those headlines certainly top of mind, too. But Julie, I do want to even also make this point as well. There have been a lot of new entrants into the crypto market over this past year of absolute mania. A lot of noobs to the scene that absolutely have no clue on what they're doing out there, and they think they can get rich overnight. This is just another example. This sell-off, and as you pointed to in that chart, the latest sell-off suggesting this is not a normal asset class. When you enter into any type of Bitcoin trade or crypto trade more broadly, there is a lot of volatility in the space. This stuff, and I'll say it's stuff, is not going to act like your typical stock. And frankly, you can lose your entire life savings overnight if you're not careful and you do not do your research.
Although you know what I say, you don't lose until you sell, unless you're trading on margin, in which case
good point.
You're in a little more trouble. But, you know, you're trading, in other words, your time horizon matters a lot when you're trading this, when you're trading anything, really. But like anything, you have to do your research and go in with your eyes open, knowing what the risks are as well as the potential rewards.